Clay Campbell, president of the Martinsville Speedway. Clay, why are you calling me right now? Shouldn't you be out there getting that track ready for Saturday?
Well, I came in here to call you, then I'll run right back out as soon as we hang up. But, yeah, we're getting ready. Everybody is really excited about the Valley Star Credit Union 300 this Saturday night. And, yes, I said night. We're just tickled to death that finally race week is here. We're going to see a race under the lights here at Martinsville Speedway.
I was so excited about those new LED lights. I know that's going to be thrilling. But the really interesting thing, too, about this race is it's going to start before the lights come on. So
yeah, the actual qualifying races start at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's in the heat of the day. Four races, the qualifying races, the last chance race. But then the main event starts at 8. And I tell you what, you don't want to miss it because not only is the race exciting, it's exciting day or night. That really doesn't matter, but it's going to be really neat under the lights. But we're going to do so many exciting things before the race,
mm-hmm.
obviously the race itself, and then after the race. It's going to be one fun night. I don't think we've ever looked forward to a race like we have this one, and I think the fans are responding the same way, and the drivers. We had 88 cars here last Thursday night testing. And it's just going to be one for the record books.
It truly is. Now, let's back up a little bit. You had 88 drivers testing. Obviously, you cannot have 88 running in the race. How many drivers will be in the main event?
Actually start 40.
Okay.
The same amount don't make it.
Yeah.
But everybody gets to try in the qualifying races, and if you don't make it in those heat races, you get the last chance race to do it. So we give them plenty of opportunity to make it. And that's exciting thing, those qualifying races, 25-lap qualifying races. I mean, that's make it or break it. And they do everything they can to make it so they can be in the big race. But that's exciting racing. I mean, you get to see everything that day. It's the biggest bang for your buck in all of motorsports, I think.
I agree. The qualifying races, the heat races, as you mentioned, very exciting. My family, huge fan of this event at the Martinsville Speedway, and it is a great event, too, to introduce younger folks into the world of racing because you have these four qualifying heat races. They're shorter races at 25 laps, plus it's very intense driving from start to finish because, as you said, it's going to make it or break it for many of these drivers. If they don't do well in the heat races, they go home, and they go home pretty much empty-handed other than some great memories at the Martinsville Speedway.
That's true, and they don't want to go home empty-handed. They want to make that big race. If you make the big race, you're getting $1,000 if you just start it and park it. So it's a big deal. And to be able to run for $25,000, at least $25,000, it's incredible. Walk out of here with a grandfather clock just like all the Cup drivers have. But you hit on a good point there. It's great for younger fans to introduce them into something like this because it's entertaining. And like I said, it's going to be entertaining all the way through. Even when cars are not on the track, the fans are going to be entertained. We've got one heck of a pre-race show lined up. Kids will love it. Adults will love it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And it really is. I'm so excited. It's epic. It's going to be iconic. We will be there. WAKG will be there broadcasting live before the race. And we're actually going to carry the race Saturday night on WAKG. So if you're planning to go, take your radio with you. That way you can hear all the exciting action, too, from our friends with the Motor Racing Network. Clay, let's talk a little bit about ticket price. You still have tickets available for the Valley Star 300, right?
We do. $30. Go online at martinsvillespeedway.com. Give us a call at 877-RACETIX, RACETIX, or just stop by the main office here and we'll take care of you. But like I say, it's an affordable weekend. It's a great race. It's, the 200-lapper, that it speaks for itself. It's just phenomenal. But all the qualifying races, the last chance race, the entertaining things that we're going to have, you get to go down on the racetrack and get driver autographs. So, again, the kids will like that. We got fireworks, bands. I mean, you name it. It's going to be one great Saturday night.
I can't wait. I am so excited about it. So we've got the Valley Star 300 this Saturday at the Martinsville Speedway. We actually have some driver autographs going on around 2:30 or so. The first of the 425-lap qualifiers start at 4 o'clock, the main event at 8 o'clock. Under the lights for the first time ever. Parking is free. 12 and under, $5. Adult tickets are $30. So, Clay, I know you got to get back out there. How about next week we talk about what's coming up in October?
Yep, can't forget the big show at the end of the month, October 29th, the first Data 500, Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series in the playoffs, three races to go after they leave here, but that's going to be a great weekend. The truck's on Saturday with the Texas Roadhouse presented by Alpha Energy Solutions 200. Just a great weekend, and, you know, we changed things up a little bit this time. We're qualifying Sunday morning. I say Sunday morning, it's about 12:05, so you get qualifying and the race on the same day. And because we're not doing Cup Series on track Friday, we're doing a special event Saturday night. It's a fan fest. We're going to have about 8 to 12 Cup drivers, and it's totally free to the fans. We're going to have some, you know, we're going to have some fun. It's going to have some interactive games with the guys, some Q&A. It's just going to be a great night to unwind and get up close and personal with the drivers. But we're excited about that. I think it's going to be a fun weekend. And to do the qualifying on Sunday, we've never done it before. So, again, I think the money you spend to get in the gates, you're going to get your money's worth because you see qualifying and the first Data 500.
Yeah, I tell you, a lot of bang for your buck with the Martinsville Speedway. And, of course, home of the world-famous Martinsville Speedway hot dogs. So you can get those this weekend and, of course, at the end of October for all the racing with the trucks and the Cup guys coming to town. Clay Campbell, ticket information, we just go to martinsvillespeedway.com or call 877-RACE-TICKS. I know you got to get back out there and get busy, but we are excited about Saturday in Martinsville.
Look forward to seeing everybody out here this weekend. Thanks a lot.